So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Make the hat, Matt, come on, what are we waiting for?
Are you going to make hats now?
I'm overly excited, Mike, because they've got the guys that they've wanted to talk to.
So you're saying Harbaugh, if this was a Zoom call or he was actually a physical meeting, they never should have left him leave the building, basically. Throw cash, like piles of money are thrown at John Harbaugh.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Hey, don't open that door. Don't you dare. Close that door. We got $9 million for you. What do you need? What do you need?
What's it going to take to keep you here, John? I'm with you. Look, if you like Harbaugh, and we've got a poll question up at Dukes and Bell 929. Day-Day put that out earlier, and right now I'll give you the results. I'd prefer to go get a younger dude. I like Kubiak, but a lot of you guys want Harbaugh. Harbaugh at 43.4%, but Clint Kubiak leading the way at 46.7%. Kevin Stefanski with 9.9%. And then we have some write-in candidates, Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel.
Okay, that's cool. Some write-in candidates. Mike McDaniel? Look here, kid. Look.
I learned a lot in Miami.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, I will not wear these goofy glasses, okay? Coaching in Atlanta.
By the way, we like him. We
just as an
like
OC,
him.
Just not as a head coach.
Correct. That's,
I think
where I'm at.
He did some really cool stuff with the Dolphins, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, Tua
ruined him. He got him fired.
Yep, wasn't great. And the culture, a lot of reports from South Florida that he lost the locker room, that he gave him too much rope, and the guys just made a monkey out of him.
Mike, you know when that happened. Real talk, seriously. Matt, make the hire. This is when it happened. Do you guys remember when the wide receiver, the cheetah, quit on the team?
Yeah, when Tariq had his little hissy fit when he went in. Yeah.
No punishment.
Nope.
That's when it happened.
Right.
You had every vet on that team going, yo, this dude just literally took himself out the game and quit. And there was nothing said. And then we had to wait until the next, which was this offseason, for Tariq to say, I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt anybody. And Mike McDaniel should have suspended his ass for two games going into the next season and said, "That we will not tolerate that." That is when I think that whole shift started. And then Tua obviously didn't play great. As we're talking about the candidates for the Falcons, guys, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, Falcons have interviewed John Harbaugh. But
we were just talking.
We'll see.
Day-Day, we're behind the glass real quick before we get to talking about the college football championship, which is now set. We were just talking behind the curtain here. And that's also our podcast. No podcast today because we had a meeting. But back to work tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Get a sneak peek on the show on Twitch and YouTube. But Day-Day brought up a great point. I said this to you last week. If Arthur Blank goes out there and makes declarative statements that he's our franchise quarterback, talking about Penix Jr., does Matt Ryan, as part of the process, have to sell some of these candidates on Michael Penix Jr.'s viability, which I don't think he should have to do? I think you just said a fresh set of eyes on this situation and whether or not somebody believes in Penix Jr. or maybe somebody thinks that, yeah, they see some great and brilliance in his game and he can be fine-tuned and there's some things they got to work on. But I still don't like the idea that the owner puts it out there that he's locked in as a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. And by the way, you could have said, hey, go meet with all these other teams. You're our guy. That's fine. Guys, that stuff happens, right? I mean, where, hey, I want to go to Mike. We're talking about, I want to go through this process. I want to see what these other teams. Fine. You're our guy. We want you, but go ahead and do what you need to do. And, you know, that's when you have plan B and C available. Because, again, as Oren read to us from, I think, our buddy Adam Schefter, saying, hey, he plans on coaching this year. He's not sitting out, but he also wants to see who else he wants to talk to. That may be the case.
I mean, look, Jackson Dart, some people don't see him as the man that they already have proclaimed him to be up in New York. They always jump and get ahead of it. They do the same thing.
They do.
Well, let's be honest, with Daniel Jones. Remember, he beat Tampa. They were proclaiming him the next big thing down there. So maybe they're ahead of the gun. But Jackson Dart, I mean, he does show the signs. And you just got to protect him from himself. There's some weapons there on the defense. Who's the most attractive job? You and I had this conversation. I mean, Tennessee, it's a clean slate. They're at the absolute bottom. Matter of fact, there's even some Jets fans wishing the Jets would move on from Aaron Glenn after 1 year and talk to John Harbaugh.
That's so true.
Speaking of teams that are going nowhere fast.
It's true. Mike, appreciate you listening. He found us on social media at Put 'Em Up. C. Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. He says, Harbaugh can establish a winning culture here. He knows how to win. Y'all want all these other guys who've never been a head coach or haven't won anything in the NFL. Falcons can't pass on the opportunity to hire a coach like Harbaugh to join this organization. Matt, make the hire. He didn't say that. I said that last part. That's what Micah says. Micah's right. That's where I'm at. That's how I feel.
You're establishing a culture. I would like to, again, if the owner says that Penix is your quarterback, let's get an offensive-minded coach in to fix the quarterback.
You got to.
And if Todd, here's the other thing. If he brings, just for argument's sake, maybe he brings Todd Monken, maybe he's going to go in another direction. Monken had a falling out, whether he says it was overblown in the media. He didn't get along with his young quarterback. What's going to happen with Penix Jr.? I don't know if you need tough love or how you approach this kid
and by the
to
way,
get him right.
Mike, you're right. You're right. I mean, I don't know either. We don't know how he operates. Enough to say this is what Michael Penix needs. We're talking about style. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about scheme. I'm just talking about how to coach him. You know who knows, I think, is DeBoer at Alabama. If anybody knows, he was around the kid a long time. He probably knows. But we don't because we haven't seen enough of him to say, hey, this would fit him. Either way, let me say this. Because everybody's like, Deuce, man, why are you rushing to judgment on this? Let this interview process work out. For what? The best candidate was just interviewed. Here's the other thing. Mike, if I'm Arthur Blank, out of all these coaches that I've talked to over the years, and this is why I asked him the question at the press conference, because fans feel like you have not gotten this right. We can't get this right. If this happened today, which it did with Harbaugh, if I am the owner of this team, I'm going, John, I came close to hiring Belichick the last hiring cycle, and we didn't. And I made the mistake, and I hired the wrong guy, and here we are 2 years later. And I don't want to be back here 2 years from now. I know what your resume says, and I know what the pedigree you have. I want you. That's what should have happened today with this owner. That's what should have happened with Arthur Blank.
Maybe it did. Maybe it did.
Don't get me excited.
Maybe it did.
That's what should have taken place. I am not going to beat around the bush and go interview all these other guys and roll the dice, Mike, on another guy that we think is going to be a hot up-and-comer. I know what you are, and I need you here to help us fix this. And Matt's sitting there with his arms folded at the end of the table, shaking his head. Matt Ryan going, yes, sir.
We get a do-over on this one. I like Kubiak because, you know, look, you never could have fired Dan Quinn after the Super Bowl season. But what we should have done in hindsight, fired Dan Quinn and made Shanahan the coach, not let him run off to San Francisco. So we got a second chance. We got a second chance at life. You know, now we can get Kubiak, who's off the same discipline, the same approach, offensive-minded guy, a run-first coach. You know, he can make lemonade out of lemons, and that's what we're shooting for in that first year. And then hopefully we're off and running, whether he fixes Penix or not. We get another quarterback in here. But I that's why I want Kubiak. I like – and by the way, if it comes down as Harbaugh, I'm cool with that too, but well, I put Kubiak over it.
I am – look, this is why I said I don't think we can go wrong, but –
and even Stefanski's not bad to me.
No.
Just the fans equate all the crap in Cleveland all on him, so that's why they're lukewarm on him on our poll.
Let me say this. Both of these guys, all three of these guys, I think immediately fix our offense. And here's the thing about John. He's like his brother. They both know what great offensive football looks like, Mike. They believe in trenches. They believe in being great up front. This is why I go, okay. And by the way, we're pretty good there. We're pretty good. We need to add some pieces, but we're pretty good. They know what it looks like. You're not bringing in a guy who goes, man, I I think this is going to be a winner. John's like, no, that ain't a winner. I know what that looks like. So that's the reason why I'm leaning there. But either way, I don't think, guys, Falcon fans, if you're going to say one is way better than the other, the only reason John Harbaugh is way better is his experience. That's the only reason you
he's
could
say.
He's
got the track record as correct. The man, as the man
But if
charge.
You're going to say he's going to be, you know, Clint Kubiak is way better than Kevin Stefanski or vice versa, if you're going by just accolades, you say, well, Stefanski's been two-time coach of the year. What does that mean? Does that help you with this hire? I don't know if it does.
Well, Tish just hit us up, and she says, hey, let's not forget Mike McCarthy. Said Dak's leg was basically facing the wrong direction, returned from injury, playing like an MVP, which he did.
He did.
You know, that was some of those things are beyond his control. But I still think, look.
Have we interviewed him?
McCarthy? I don't think we talked to McCarthy. I haven't seen anything about us with the Falcons and Mike McCarthy. I don't want Mike McCarthy because I think he lost his fastball. I think the way that thing ended, that playoff loss to the Packers, inexcusable. I don't want that. Now, Harbaugh, it's not his fault that you know Mark Andrews was carrying the football like a loaf of bread, and Lamar does that for the same token. They've been in the playoffs every year. You're built around Lamar. You take the best and the good with Lamar, and sometimes, Carl, you take the bad with Lamar. I had this debate at the gym the other day with Mitch. I mean, I'm a big fan of Lamar Jackson, but Lamar's got to tighten up his game too.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, in the case of if you get Harbaugh in here, he's not as idiosyncratic. He's not as of an egomaniac as his brother also. He's a little more down to earth. I think that's been well reported and documented.
I agree. 404-726-0929. You with me? You with Mike?
I mean.
Matt, make the hire!
And by the way, the one thing about, and I'll make the argument for you. If I had said this to Carl last week, if I'd lived here in Atlanta, was doing Radio 97, I wasn't, and they had said they're going to hire Dan Reeves, I'd be like, Dan Reeves?
You would have laughed.
Dan Reeves, he did nothing in New York. Without Elway, he's nothing. Dan Reeves, he maximized his team, went to 7-9 the first year, the Super Bowl the next year, 14-2, decimated with injuries, and obviously went sideways. Had the balls, though, to pick up Mike Vick.
Yeah.
So Dan Reeves' third act in the NFL was pretty darn good here in Atlanta. So so if you feel like, you know, he's old news, a lot of guys use the comparison on John Harbaugh to Andy Reid today, Carl.
What's up? Oh, you wanted to add something here? What's going on? We're talking about the coaching search for our Falcons. Falcons have completed the interview with John Harbaugh. Go ahead.
Remember Jim when he was getting interviewed here?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then he used us as leverage for that Chargers job.
He did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens. It's part of the negotiating process.
What if this is a play by Harbaugh? Both Harbaughs used the Falcons for leverage.
Mm-hmm.
He's using this as a ploy to get something more from
the Giants. A lot of guys. Hell, Bill Parcells used this for leverage. Remember that?
We can play by two Harbaughs. That's kind of bad.
For those who don't remember, Parcells ended up doing a deal with the Dolphins after using us for leverage. Remember that? After the Cowboys time.
Leverage, though? Really?
Just saying, man.
Get an extra dollar. Dollar in this world, Carl. Dollar and a cent.
You know who I think we could be with Harbaugh? I think we could be the Patriots, who went 4-13 the year prior to this year, and this year are 14-3.
But at what point is Penix Jr. taking over quarterback? I mean, who's your stopgap?
Well, that's a big question.
That's the question.
Well, that's where Matt has to step in and says, "Don't worry about what Arthur said. We'll figure out the quarterback."
See, that's Day-Day. I mean, you are not as making a big deal as I am, and Day-Day's kind of in the middle. This is nothing against Penix. He may be the guy, but he may not. And I don't need the owner making that declaration. If it does scare off some people who feel, oh, man, I got to make Penix work. I never thought they should have drafted Penix.
You know what? Matt Ryan's got a plan, Mike. This is ridiculous. Everybody thinks like we're just going in here blind and we have no plan. Matt Ryan has a plan for that.
Right. Unless, you know, if you talk to Matt. Matt, how much were you following the draft a couple years ago? Well, I was looking at it a little bit. Who's your guy? Oh, I like Bo Nix. We don't know. I'm throwing a silly hypothetical at you. We don't know.
All right, man. You guys can let us know what you think.
Make the hire, Matt.
Make the hire, Matt. Let's go.
Hey, just quick, one little nugget as we're getting ready for the championship. We already talked about Indiana smoking the Oregon Ducks and Miami hanging out with a gutsy win from Carson Beck beating Ole Miss. The rumor is this, a couple of guys, and again, these websites are marginal, so I'm not going to give them credit, but it's out there on the internet that Miami might be heavy for Ty Simpson to come back, and they'll give you more money than Carson Beck got to go down to Miami. Other schools apparently in the mix trying to convince, including Alabama, to stay. Come back, Shane. Come back.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, 6.5 mil.
To stay in college?
Yeah.
What did we project Ty as? Was he a late second or early first or second, should
kind
I say?
In the same boat as Beck.
Late first, yeah. I thought. Yeah. Was it late first?
Okay. And again, guys, we're so far away. It's just January. February, we'll get to the combine and then into March. We'll be on this. But as of right now, Mike, if you were asking me, and I'm Ty Simpson, I'm coming back for that 6.5.
Yeah, you want to get this shit.
I'm coming back.
Orin's right. It's more money, and you improve your draft stock, you know? Let's see there. Am I reading this right? Sam Levitt looking to leverage the commitment to LSU. He's planning to play for LSU. That's a kid from Arizona State. And apparently $5 million. Tennessee thought they had Levitt coming, and now it's LSU.
Wow.
I mean, it's all in flux.
He's pretty good, though.
Right. He was one of the highly touted transfers in the portal.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good.
Great. Did you see what Lane did, too, to kind of back that up? You know how he signed Tristan last year from the D2 ranks? He also signed some kid from Elon.
Saw that.
Oh, similar to what he did at Ole Miss.
Right. Yeah.
Just in case. Great weekend for the Longhorns. Oh. Not only did you get Cam Coleman, who was the number one wide receiver in the portal, Mike, this offense, from a skill position standpoint, no excuses. And I'm just telling you guys, I know we're a long way off. You may or may not care. At the end of the day, Arch Manning is going to be surrounded by studs.
They can actually catch the ball.
Catch the ball all the way around. Ryan Ringo, one of the wide receivers they brought in. Emmett Mosley's there. Their tight end is really good. Then you look at Relique Brown, the running back. Hollywood Smothers, the other running back. Loaded. I'm just telling you, like, there's going to be no reason that they shouldn't be really damn good next year with Arch at quarterback.
By the way, Landon Clark is the quarterback you're referring to from Elon, West Durham's alma mater. 18 touchdowns passing, 11 touchdowns on the ground. 600 yards he rushed for.
Wow.
So he's dual threat dude.
Sort of like the Shameless kid, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Did you see this tweet from Albert Breer? Day? Yeah, you saw that? So, yeah, it doesn't sound like it was face to face with Harbaugh.
Make the offer.
John Harbaugh did preliminary calls with Browns, Cards, Dolphins, Falcons, Giants, Raiders, and Titans for source. Those were to get teams' pitches and to work on figuring out who to interview with.
You know what
today
the pitch
he interviewed?
Is? I need you.
Just don't screw it up.
I need you.
Sounds like the Falcons basically said, we understand that you wanted to hear our pitch. No, we're interviewing right now.
Yeah, that's the interview. So, again, whether there was another call, but according to the Falcons, they put out there, they've interviewed John Harbaugh.
Where do you want to eat your steak dinner at next week, Jim?
Now, this is where you bring Arthur in. Once you do decide who your guy is.
You have to.
Arthur Blank closes. We're going over to Chops. We'll go downstairs. We'll get a good steak.
You have to.
In the meantime, I want Arthur on Dreamboat, his yacht off the St. Bart's, or up in Montana on the ranch. I want him no part of this process until Matt figures it out.
All right. Completed interview with Harbaugh. I don't know what we're waiting on. This is going to frustrate me, isn't it?
Kubiak. We want Kubiak.
Let's go.
Waiting is the hardest part, Carl.
I mean, right. And by the way, the Kubiak thing, Mike, we might have to wait 2 more weeks.
That's it, because he's going to go all the way potentially to the NFC Championship, if not further.
All right, we're coming back, guys. Small sample space as we talk a lot about the Falcons. Your thoughts are welcome. You can find us on social media as well. But they're rolling. They won 3 in a row. And the talks around the league are not what you think when it comes to this trade that just happened.
Are you going to trigger some trade fans?
No, that's your job. It's Dukes and
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Go. So we're talking about the Falcons coaching search. They have conducted an interview with John Harbaugh. I'm all geeked up, gassed up, because I don't want to wait. But Mike said to me, which is a complete role reversal, slow your roll.
Today you're Gumby and I'm Pokey. Now Gumby,
calm down.
We've got to wait a little bit here.
Yes, you're saying I need to be patient. I'm like, I don't need to be patient. Matt Ryan, make the hire. What are we waiting on? So Mike was just asked by somebody on social media in regards to, well, how long are we going to have to wait?
I mean, hypothetically, you could sign Harbaugh tomorrow because he's a free agent. NFL coaching interview windows. We just saw the window before for Kubiak to make that round. By the end of the wild card week, after teams playing the wild card round, virtual interviews 3 days after their game ends. Divisional championship participants, they're delayed until after the season concludes. So the problem is you don't get a chance now to talk to Kubiak until the playoffs wrap. So that's why it would take a minute if that's the guy you've earmarked. Or maybe, as we said, there's somebody else out there. So
you better know, though.
Stefanski you could hire tomorrow. Harbaugh you could hire tomorrow.
You could hire those guys tomorrow. You better know, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying you better know, like, Kubiak is your guy if you're going to wait it out, like they knew with Dan Quinn, honestly. All right, let's talk about something else that's going on. We're going to get back into this coming up at 5 o'clock. More in, details into Matt Ryan being hired as the president of football and his thoughts on the entire situation, and also who they've interviewed for the potential general manager's candidacy. But guys, we're not talking about the GM situation because a lot of the guys they interviewed for Matt's job were GM candidates. So right. It's almost like they killed two birds with one stone.
Literally, right.
Okay, when you look at the candidates for the GM. The coaching thing, we got to get ahead of. We got other – there's eight jobs available, and if you want a particular guy, Mike, you got to get ahead of this. So that's why we're focusing on that, I think, a little bit more than the GM. We are the only team in the league right now that needs a GM.
Right.
Dolphins have hired their guy. So we can be patient on that, which I'm willing to be. Not on this. Make the hire, Matt.
Carl says, Falcons, don't be a dead duck. Get Harbaugh in now.
Get him in Harbaugh, now.
They've talked to him. We'll see. Now, as you pointed out, and Oren brought this up with his brother when he was here, again, it was perhaps a perfunctory second interview with the Falcons, simply to use us to get more money out of the Spanos
Why
family and the Chargers.
Look,
he could be using us for leverage with the Giants. See, I don't know why you take the Giants job when you know Shine is an idiot, the general manager. He's a complete nincompoop.
I don't.
Cleveland, another idiot general manager. Surprise, he's still there. Here, we're formulating our brain trust, but Matt, you got to trust his instincts.
Yeah. Look, I thought Joe.
Why are you bringing up old?
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
You brought it up, Warren.
I thought Joe Shane should have been fired when they fired the head coach, but they decided to stay the course. It's sort of like Miami. I mean, they
fired the GM, held the coach for a while.
Yeah, it's dumb. If you feel like you need, just like we did, if you feel like you need a complete regime change, you do that. Either way, we're going to
That smells like John Merritt, too. Old fart who's meddling owner with the Giants.
It does. We're going to keep you updated. Stay tuned. We got more on this. Let's talk real quick about the small sample size because guys are already hitting us up. And this is where you guys get mad and go, man, why y'all dogging Trey out? We're not dogging him out. We've won three in a row. Trey did talk to Mark Spears over the weekend. Actually, a really telling interview, to be quite honest with you guys. And Mark Spears has been covering the NBA for a long time, friend of the show, great brother, great dude. And he got a lot out of Trey because him and Trey have been talking throughout this process. Mark said last year that Trey was potentially entertaining ideas of if the team was going to move him. And Trey kept saying the right thing. No, I want to be a Hawk. No, I want to be there for my career. Now he opens up and addressed a lot of things, Mike. And look, whether you liked him, you hate him, you dislike, wherever you're at, all I know is this looks a little bit different. And I feel like, I feel like, Mike, some of these guys on this team, whether they were playing with him, they got limited time with him, nobody really played with him long enough to get a feel. But I do.
Yeah, were they 42 minutes between Nah, him, and Jalen Johnson?
It's not enough.
Right?
It's just a joke. But I do feel like now that he's completely out of the picture, this sets up the new leadership structure.
Oh, the shoe has dropped,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now it's, now we know it's Jalen's team, for better or for worse. You know, McCollum will work his way in with his minutes.
The flow, right?
Right.
The flow. That's
you
what know, I feel.
I still think Porzingis, they got to get him out of there. The one thing, and I'll be curious, I asked this of you last Friday.
Don't trigger anybody.
Love Onyeka Okongwu. He's still undersized, though.
He is.
I mean, is that something you would you move him? Got a give to get
look,
at the deadline.
I wouldn't move him, but I'm not moving him for a broke AD.
No, I want, and this AD thing, as much as I'm a big fan of what Saleh is building, I don't get the compulsion with Anthony Davis, who you know is never going to play more than 40 games a year for you.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know. But he, Trey said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he wanted to let the chapter, this chapter, meaning the Hawks chapter, be that, and then this chapter where he's at, move on and be here. And sort of saying, look, you know, as much as I loved what I did there, and it was a part of who what made me, I'm excited to be where I'm at. And he's talking about, of course, being in Washington. So he says, that's why I got out of there before everything else. I just wanted to end that chapter. And he was talking about the timing of it.
Right.
Right? If this is where we're at, and I'm sure he told his people, why are we waiting? Like, if they want this and we want this, like, what are we waiting on? We don't need to wait to the trade deadline. Because I think a lot of people thought this might play out another 2 or 3 weeks. And
right.
It didn't.
And then, you know, I said this to you on Friday as well, for guys who missed the show. You got guys that know better. Guys that cover the NBA for a living. Guys that play in the NBA. Like, I will agree with Paul Pierce. We are a mid-team. Until the Hawks prove me otherwise, we're mid. Yeah, we didn't build on 2021. I got Trey's back on that. They never put the right pieces around him. You know, the Murray thing was a fiasco. But as far as some of these other guys, well, I can't believe they didn't get picks for Trey. You weren't going to get that for Trey. Because I think that's where people overvalue what Trey was at this stage of his career. You do this 2-3 years ago, you're right, you name your price. That wasn't the case.
No, it wasn't.
And they wanted an expiring contract to go create that cap space. So even if we, you know, again, I don't want to hear play-in game another friggin' year, but we'll definitely be in a great position next year. But how many Hawks fans are going to keep hearing that?
Every year.
Right?
It's been this
when
year.
When do we put it on the floor and we go do something with it?
Yeah. I know Steve Kuhnen came on this show and said that he did not think that we were going to make a big splash at the trade deadline because those deals rarely happen. But, you know, we get to the offseason with all the flexibility. And to your point, Mike, now I got to wait another year. I just feel like if you're going to add another superstar, because that's what you need, you're in the best position you've been in the last 8 years, since Trey got here, to add a real legitimate superstar. And that is without giving up picks. That picks, that's just luring a guy here and might, right, maybe making a trade. But the picks could be a part in getting that next big star if that's something that is a part of this trade. We're going to wait to see. It's Dukes and Bell, by the way, Mike, Smiley D. On Twitter, social media says, hire Mike Tomlin. He's got a job.
He's coaching tonight, sir. He's the head coach of the Steelers, and he'll be the head coach tomorrow, win or lose, after this Monday night game. So that's not really – appreciate your passion for him, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Blank Aaron. That's his – Blank Aaron is
A-Rod or Aaron?
Aaron. Yeah. Aaron says, make the hire today, Matt Ryan. He tweeted it, Matt. And quoted my tweet.
Hey, again, Matt may have offered him something, but Harbaugh's got options, man. Harbaugh, as I said to Carl earlier,
man, screw these options.
The world is his oyster. I got Jackson Dart. I've got a top quarterback pick who looks the part, and this guy's ready to be your quarterback. And Michael Penix Jr. So tell me about Michael Penix Jr. When is he ready to start? Don't really know. Is he going to go week
one? He's on schedule.
I couldn't. Have you talked to your orthopedist?
Mike, he's on schedule. Arthur Blank told us last week he's on schedule to come back.
Can he play under center? Can he do play action?
We'll make him. he's going to be fine.
I mean, because Arthur Blank, I heard the press conference. He said he's your franchise quarterback. Are you locked on that with Matt? Matt, I'm talking to you. Are you locked up Penix as your franchise quarterback? So if I evaluate him this summer and I don't see it, I'm stuck with I got to make him fit. See, that's the problem.
C-Note goes, is Lamar Jackson coming with them Dukes? Lamar's not going anywhere.
And if he was, he doesn't talk to Harbaugh much anymore. Or that's Monken.
That's Monken.
The funniest tweet.
That's Monken.
A guy hit me up going, we go get Harbaugh with Monken, and then we pick up Stetson Bennett. And I had to remind him, Stetson Bennett hated Monken's guts when they were there in Athens together.
And they still won 2 chips.
Yeah.
And
I guess Kirby was the go-between.
Because talent overwhelms.
Right.
That honestly. All right, man, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, what a professional sports league says, come back, all is forgiven. And what baseball team is having a Tupac bobblehead? Yeah, yeah, stay tuned.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Where to play is play. Hey, man, we talked about the TV ratings up the yin-yang for college football last week. 19 million viewers tuning in. The Fiesta Bowl took a little dip, though. A little bit down, Carl.
Okay.
The Miami-Mississippi semifinal drew 15.8. So I don't know if that's about folks who doesn't know Ole Miss, but it looks like good numbers for the Peach Bowl. Unfortunately, it wouldn't have really held the audience unless you're an Indiana fan. It was so one-sided against Oregon.
Yeah, do you think the national championship number is going to be big?
How could it not be?
I agree. I think it's going to be huge. Most people, again, it's MLK Day. It's the 19th, and a lot of folks are going to be off. But, Mike, it's the only game in town. It's the only thing that's going to – and it concludes the college football season with a storied a fairy tale story with Indiana. Mike, can they finish this? Like, I think there are a lot more people interested in whether or not they finish this than they are the U resurging themselves as one of the prominent programs in the country. Like, this Indiana story, if they don't win it, will they ever get back here?
That's a great question. I say no.
It's hard for me to believe that, too.
That's why, we got more stuff to get into in Guy Talk. And Falcon Report, guys, the latest on the coaching search coming up at 5 o'clock. And
make Carl, the hire, Matt.
Carl has his man in mind. But 15.9 million viewers on ESPN, by the way, for Oregon, Indiana.
Okay.
Which was the monster number so far was the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. Indiana, Alabama did 24.9. Ole Miss, Georgia did 18.7. So now, with not as many people familiar with the U this year or Miami, maybe it goes down a little bit. We'll find out. But I'm betting it won't. It's the only show in town on Monday night, a week from today.
Yeah.
But yeah, one quick note. college football, they announced today, at least the NCAA did, that they shut down nearly $14 million worth of potential NIL deals.
Wow.
For guys that either weren't eligible academically, or at least they weren't, for whatever reason, didn't meet the criteria, offered to athletes before they had been cleared to the commission's NIL Go platform, $14.94 million. It was 524 deals that they nixed on that. So apparently that goes back to, I guess, to your collective and I guess in cahoots with your athletic department, having your ducks in a row.
Yeah, man. How are you feeling about all this, by the way?
I mean,
hey, look, is your opinion changed on it?
If the school that I love could get their ish together, I'd feel differently about it. But they lived by the portal. They died by the portal. The portal and the Georgia Bulldogs killed my program in the Orange Bowl, Carl, in 2024. Florida State has never come back.
True.
And they don't have any money, and they got a nitwit. I made it too much about me. No, I think it could work. I'm disappointed that Kirby and Georgia didn't make it work this year, because they had a leg up on the competition. Even though they had a bunch of younger players on defense, they had the high ground. And they had a lead in that game. And yeah. I still think that Georgia should be in this championship game. I'll die on that hill.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Look, I just feel like in the moment people don't want to criticize. It is what it is.
They made some big mistakes. You got outcoached by a guy in his second game as head coach in Pete Golding. When you think about how Georgia played it before the half and that ill-fated fourth down. All right, man. The PGA Tour has said, Brooks, it's okay. They said, taking a page, I guess, from Good Will Hunting, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Those Arab guys gave you all that money.
It's not your fault.
About LIV Golf. All right, here's how you come back to the PGA. They had an open letter. This is from the head of the PGA Tour. Puts it out there. So basically, this is hint, hint. Psst. John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, you want to come back?
Please.
Here's the deal. Now, you're not going to get the full share of the player equity money. Now, remember, the PGA kicks back money
now
to the top golfers now.
Yep.
So you're going to lose a little bit on the front end, but you'll ultimately make it back and perhaps increase in endorsements, et cetera. You got to play at least 15 tournaments. So you got to commit to us.
I'm with that.
To be on the tour. But it would be interesting to see. And the only guys that really fit the criteria that they've listed, this is from Golf Digest, are Brooks Koepka, who's coming back, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, and the Australian Cam Smith, the guy with the mullet.
Well, all of them should come back. It helps the – can we all get under one umbrella again? Like
right.
We've talked about it. And by the way, how much LIV have you watched? Don't lie.
I watched one 18-hole tournament. One.
Okay, and I'm not watching.
And that was 2 years ago.
I know. You told me about it. I've not watched one LIV tournament.
And again, it's like watching Bloomberg TV. No one gives a crap about your teams, all the stats, the graphics. The music doesn't bother me. I play music when I play golf, but – it's just too much going on.
Yeah.
You know, even David Faraday. David Faraday was so beloved. He's like in the where is he now file, because you see him. He's a host on LIV Golf.
Yeah, look, I'm hoping that this plays out this way. I don't know. That's a big commitment, though, Mike. You're basically playing half the tournaments, right? Outside of the majors, guys. That's a given. But we're talking about like a real commitment to play probably a lot of tournaments. These guys, I don't want to say they're past it, but as they were ascending to become who they are, they get to pick and choose now what tournaments they're going to be in. I guess you still could, but that's a big commitment.
You can read it. It's a big contract, but there's an offset language. You're going to basically lose out on the money that everybody's sharing, as I said to Carl. But they're also – the PGA saying, look, you got $150 to $200 million guaranteed to go there. So it's a rub. And now you can go make the money as an independent contractor on tour like you always did.
Yeah. I always go back and say I don't fault the guys for taking the money.
Right.
But it did destroy the tour.
Right.
It did.
I mean, it's a shame. Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau, the one guy it didn't tarnish the rep of was Bryson DeChambeau. He's still beloved by the fan base. All right, man. There is no connection, because I looked it up. Tupac grew up in New York City. Eventually, his family moved to San Francisco. There's no connection whatsoever, other than maybe touring there, between the late Tupac Shakur and the charm city of Baltimore. That is not stopping the Orioles from having a Tupac Shakur bobblehead night.
What?
Yes. And I said to Carl off the air, I don't know if they saw some of the coolness of our outcast bobbleheads, right, that the Braves have rolled out with, and maybe saying, hey, even if there's no direct connection to the town, it'll be May 8th when the A's come to town, kind of a crap game, the Tupac bobblehead. He's got the do-rag on the bald head, wearing an Orioles jersey.
That's cool.
And he's holding a bat.
I'm sure they had to pay for his likeness, I'm guessing, some kind of licensing deal, whatever. But either way, that you know what? Something different. That's something different. I'm cool with it. But yes, he has no ties whatsoever.
Right. So I was saying to Carl, and I said this on Twitter, why not even make it more sense about Baltimore and then have a Wire bobblehead night every night?
Oh, that'd be good.
Tell me you wouldn't roll in for the Stringer Bell bobblehead.
I love that.
The Omar Little. We have a little scar on the cheek.
Omaha.
Hey, are you going to Camden Yards tonight? It's Avon Barksdale night.
It's funny. That's funny. I love that idea.
A McNulty bobblehead? Would you buy? Would you show up for a McNulty bobblehead?
Yes, I would.
I mean, he was the catalyst. He was always doing screwy stuff.
Yes, I would.
I'm just showing it out. Or who was the guy? He just passed. Isaiah Whitlock, the actor, passed.
Yes, he
that
did.
Played the dirty politician, Clay Davis. Shh, I can't say the whole word because we're on the radio.
So he has a doll that he's used to sell on his website that just said that.
Right.
Yeah, it's the best.
You have a bobblehead with a pull string. Shh, you get the idea.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, just put it out there. Just trying to make money. Speaking of MLB, the Cubs signed Alex Bregman, 5-year, $175 million deal.
Yeah, Cubs are the favorite in that division, bro. They're coming up. They adjust their pitching. That's a solid signing.
Now, don't forget, this was the same dude that created that soap opera in Boston last year because Rafael Devers didn't want to be out there in the outfield or DHing, and he was a third baseman. Remember, they ended up trading him to San Francisco. So if I'm a Boston fan, and I thank my good Lord I'm not, I would be going, what the heck's going on down there at Fenway? You lost both Devers. Now you know what I'm saying?
You have.
You've lost some big-time players with big skills and big home runs and big everything.
Yeah.
And out the window.
No trade clause. The Boris group did this deal, and it's rock solid. And for the Cubs, the two guys that are under contract for the long term, at least, you know, we're talking about like 3 years or more,
right,
are him and Dansby now. Everybody else, there's flexibility, but they're spending money, Mike. You talk about going all in, like, that's how I feel about the Cubs. And that's a team that won 92 games last year.
Right.
So that's a really good signing for them.
Hey, man, if you're just tuning in, it's Dukes and Bell, number one sports talk show in town, number one station. We got Falcon Report, and Carl will tell you he's locked in. Carl has tunnel vision on our next head coach. That's coming up. And the latest breaking news about more interviews the Falcons are conducting. But real quick, something that you and I had talked about last week, and it looked like it was dead. There was an article in the AJC before Christmas that said they didn't think that the Georgia State Legislature was going to take a look at sports betting. And then we find out today and yesterday from Channel 2 that apparently lawmakers are going to introduce a bill to legalize gambling in Georgia again. This is the one that I don't think it made it out of the committee last year.
Mm-mm.
So we'll see. But I know that you and I have talked about, like, I want Biff's World. I don't want just an app. I want brick and mortar. I want casinos. I want horse tracks. I want it all, Carl. And some of the hotels downtown are kind of set up for it, too. It never did happen. Have you noticed the lobby space at Signia?
Wide open.
And over at the Reverb at the Hard Rock?
Wide open.
But anyway, for what it's worth, Channel 2 News says that apparently there is a chance now to at least try to run up the flagpole, and we'll see, because there's a lot of folks, and some of this, it seems to be downstate, and folks outside the cities that kind of push back against gambling here in town.
You know where I'm at. You know, if you listen to the show, you know we're big proponents of this. Look, we feel like all the states around us have this,
right,
and we're lagging here, and it doesn't have to be that way. And if you were to ask us why, again, we're talking about apps, Mike. We're not talking about brick and mortar, which we'd love to have eventually. But right, we're just talking about the idea of being on your app. And when you see all these other states around the country, even some here in the South,
right,
embracing this.
Yeah, man, like, you're the Harris. You're losing money out on that. You're down in Mississippi.
Money.
I don't
you're
get it. Day-Day's big about high school sports. I meant to mention this on Friday's show. We were very busy. When Indiana played Oregon, they made it easy on high school basketball fans, because obviously high school basketball is huge back there in Indiana. They canceled all the high school games Friday so everybody could watch the Hoosiers take
very
on the Ducks.
Cool. It's very cool.
Isn't that cool?
It is. I mean, that just tells you how big of a deal this is. That's why I said, if they don't finish it,
right,
like, this isn't where you go, well, we'll be back. Hell, Georgia hadn't been back, right? Mm-hmm. And that's established. Like, to think we'll just turn the page and be back. This is a very special moment for Indiana football. And by the way, those guys, if they do beat Miami and win it on January 19th, legendary. Like, those guys will be honored, and they will live forever as to bring Indiana a championship in this day and age. And Cincinnati, Mike, he ain't paying for nothing in Indiana ever.
Yeah. What? By the way, is he just, like, got the perpetual chip on his shoulder?
I think so. And I think it pushes – I think because it happened for him late in life, when you talk about later, this didn't happen in his late 20s, early 30s.
Right.
He had to wait for this opportunity to get a chance to really coach at this level, the FBS level. I think it bothers him. And I think that's part of – I'm not telling you he's not a great coach, because obviously you see how well-coached they are.
Right.
But I do think he has that chip on his shoulder.
Hey,
absolutely.
You know, again, he's off the Saban tree. He's got a little edge, man. Hey, one of the worst decisions I ever made as a sports fan was deciding to go to the divisional playoff round in Philadelphia with my wife to watch the Falcons lose their last playoff appearance.
2017.
When Matt Ryan threw that ball to Julio and the refs didn't have the nuggets to call pass interference on a jump ball.
Julio got mugged. I'm calling you as I'm having to punch a Philly fan to get in my Uber.
True story. What happened?
Because the NBC camera was right in front of me.
Yeah.
That's it. So we all know, look, Philadelphia, they wear it like a badge of honor. They're the worst fans. They are animals. If you saw the video, San Francisco fans making their way in Link, and you saw them throwing not just, it's one thing to throw beer cans, they're throwing full beers at these guys over a fence where they're tailgating in a yard, in a lot, I should say, to 49er fans.
That's how people get hurt?
Man, they're just the worst. I mean, look, I know we have people that moved down here from Philly. You guys know it. There's nobody worse than Philly. One funny part about the game, after A.J. Brown had his complete choke job and then checked out and basically dapped up his buddy saying, I'm never going to play here again, you hear the man on the street, or in this case, a little kid on the street, on Broad Street. Have you heard this yet? Eagles fan getting his 2 cents worth on A.J. Brown.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. You probably would have rather had Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, A.J., but, like, you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at, like, the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One side, he's cooking. One half, he's cooking. And the other half is completely raw.
I love it. That kid's got a future.
We see these young little broadcasters, and some you'll see him at the Super Bowl. This is a kid who's tailor-made for Philadelphia. I mean, heck, he could be pushing Kincaid for his job up there. That's on point. That's so on brand for a young Philadelphia fan.
The Bears fan, did you hear somebody walks by, go Bears, as he's saying that. But the kid didn't even lose his rhythm. He was like, yeah, and another thing.
Right.
He said he got that as a Christmas present to go to the game.
Got the text, man.
Wow.
That was something. Seattle Seahawks, they got your name and your number if you're trying to sell playoff tickets.
I love this.
Now, I would say two ways to look at this. If you got a personal seat license and you're looking to recoup, you know, some people would say, hey, you know, I signed a contract to buy these tickets at exorbitant cost.
I can do what I want.
Some are saying, yeah, let's have the real fans in there for the games that matter most. Anyways, some Seahawks fans upset. Others are saying what you said, right on, because they're going to basically, it's one strike against you and they may take your tickets away if you're giving them or selling them, I should say, in the secondary market. I think that's unconstitutional, but that's me.
Yeah, I just feel like these teams are trying to enforce this as much as they possibly can, Mike. I think you're probably right. Legally,
right.
It's going to be hard to take some of these fans, if there is a PSL involved, to court and say, oh, you can't sell your tickets. I think just the fear alone and the guilt of you're going to sell your tickets, you saw the team put it out there, come on, let's go support our team. I don't know. I like the idea, and I hope, can we get there? Can we get to a point where we're talking about not selling our playoff tickets?
Right on. Please, man. To see all the energy in these buildings all around the country, even to see Carolina, you guys know.
It was really good.
Carolina's deader than Dillinger. That crowd, you can get tickets any day. To see that place rocking.
It was.
And they're going bananas for Cam Newton, which is pretty cool.
Chicago was going crazy.
Hey, that day in Philly, when I was getting into with those guys, this one guy kept going, hey, Mike, because he heard me introduce myself to somebody. He goes, hey, I go, hey, man. I turned around, I go, hey, Jack Leg. I'm paraphrasing what I said. I go, don't talk to me. Talk to the guy who sold this ticket.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, ooh. Yeah. That lasted for a second. They went back to heckling me.
Of course, because it's nonstop. Hey, man, great stuff, Mike. Coming up, Falcons reports on the way. He got the job. Worst kept secret in football. But now what? And they're interviewing as we speak. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.